a moment, sir.
Yes.
Senator Holland is en route to the airport. They can reach him there.
Please, we ought to reach him first. He has another reason.
Yep. Yes, sir. And Roscoe Drummond is on 2191.
Oh, very good. Tell anybody that needs to here that they don't need to work tomorrow. Anybody that... My plan is to go to church at 11 o'clock, go home, eat lunch, come down in the middle of the afternoon, work on this piece, probably try to put it on teleprompter. What you do a teleprompter to read?
I would do a teleprompter to
read. Well, I'm not used to it. I'm not used to either, though. I don't do either.
I think, President, that's the way you read this morning. I think that's very...
Mr. Drummond's on 2191. Mr. President?
Yes?
Mr. Drummond's on 2191.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who are... Roscoe?
Yes, Mr. President.
My friend, I want to thank God for you and your friendship through the years, and particularly the strong way you've helped me the last day or two. And I just, before I went home tonight, I wanted to tell you that among the many things that I'm thankful for, none I'm more thankful for than your confidence.
Well, Mr. President, I'm just gratified, and I watched your speech today, and I knew that the hand of God was in it. And Mr. President, I know you're my president, and I'm very proud of the way you're doing it.
Well, you have, through the years, been unusually charitable with me, and I'm kind of like the preacher that was surprised when they gave him a Ford automobile in congregation one Sunday. He got up somewhat frustrated and he said, "I don't appreciate it, but I do deserve it." "I don't deserve it, but I do appreciate
well,
it."
I think so, you do.
And I never needed you more than I do now with the terrible situation I find myself in. And I'll just do the best I can and be as charitable as you can and give you love to... My love to you, sweet wife.
I will indeed. Thank you for calling.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Right.
Bye.
Thank you.